This is KCUR 89.3. 2 years ago, the southeast Kansas town of Independence was rocked by the closure of its hospital. To fill the void, people worked with a neighboring town to build something that could serve as a model for other rural communities that are struggling to keep health care services. KCUR's Jim McLean traveled to Independence last weekend for the dedication of a new clinic.
A pretty good crowd braved blazing hot temperatures for the official opening of a new multi-million dollar healthcare center on the outskirts of Independence. It's not a hospital, it's a state-of-the-art clinic, but it does have something else, something that's been missing since Mercy Hospital closed, an emergency room.
So this is the ambulance entrance. So the very critical patients would just come in, would turn, and they'd go right into the cardiac trauma room.
Kathy McKinney is the head nurse at Labette Health, a regional hospital located 27 miles to the east in Parsons. It's operating the Independence ER as kind of a satellite facility.
This is a department of the hospital. It's an off-campus emergency room and observation beds. So it works right under the same medical staff of Labette Health, the same nursing staff.
Many here still don't like that arrangement. They would much prefer to have their own hospital. But they're comforted by the fact that several local leaders, including banker Brad Oakes, sit on the new health center's governing board.
It's as good as we can do at this point.
Oakes is the president of Independence's First Oak Bank. He helped raise more than $1 million for the center and is a supporter of the collaborative concept.
I think it may be the future wave of small town America is going to see not full service hospitals, but limited service facilities where we've got a cancer center attached to the building. We've got the ER, we've got the clinic, we've got cardiologists that'll come in periodically. I think that's what we're going to see is more of a network to the communities than a full-service hospital.
Brian Williams is the mastermind and the energy behind the project. As the CEO of Labette Health, he says he saw both a business opportunity and a chance to help a neighbor when Mercy Hospital closed its doors.
A community came together. We reached across these artificial historical boundaries and high school rivalries. And I tell you what, it's sure been a privilege to be a part of that.
As a newcomer to the area, Williams, a former Army officer and banker, didn't allow the region's history of community rivalries to slow him down. He reached out to officials in both communities, starting with the chair of the Labette County Commission. That meeting took place on the commissioner's combine during the corn harvest. Then, armed with local support, Williams went to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a $6 million rural development loan to build the center.
Timing was not the greatest. It was kind of towards the end of our fiscal year.
That's Sean Hastings, the USDA official who cut through federal red tape to help Williams meet his goal of getting the center up and running in less than a year.
Wouldn't say we bend any rules or anything. We just used the rules as we could as an emergency type basis, and we felt this was an emergency to have adequate health care and emergency care in Independence.
Hastings had some help from members of the Kansas congressional delegation, Republican Senator Jerry Moran in particular, who, despite being a frequent critic of federal spending, says the low-interest loan from the USDA's Essential Community Facilities Program is a good use of taxpayer dollars.
While we got to get federal spending under control and we need to make sure that we prioritize the important programs, there's a lot of things that happen as a result of the involvement of government. This is an example of where things have come together that will make a difference in a community for a long time.
But with the ribbon-cutting ceremony now over, the new facility is facing the same financial pressures that put Mercy out of business. They include reductions in Medicare payments without the offsetting revenue that Medicaid expansion could provide if Republican Governor Sam Brownback hadn't blocked it. In the face of those pressures, Williams says rural health care providers must be more efficient and more willing to compete less and collaborate more.
You know, if we all work together and share resources and recognize the reality, recognize that many of our towns used to have populations of 25,000, and now they're 10. So we can't have the same services and not work together.
But there's a limit to cooperation. Labette Health remains locked in a court battle trying to stop an Oklahoma hospital from building an imaging center in, you guessed it, Independence. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jim McLean.